Life could soon get tougher for Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, the guy who has as much access to cash as anybody. One of the Fed's biggest critics, Texas Republican Ron Paul, will soon be chairman of the House subcommittee that oversees the central bank. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Ron Paul is a fierce champion of free market economics who opposes efforts by the Fed to control the money supply. He even wrote a book called End the Fed. Earlier this month, the Fed released data about all the foreign and domestic banks and corporations it had assisted during the financial crisis, and Paul responded with harsh words during an interview on Fox Business Channel.
It's the atrocious nature of the fact that the Fed is a government unto itself, and they can make loans to governments and other central banks. I think there is so much more to learn, and I'm very delighted that the people want to know more about the Fed.
Paul takes over the House Financial Services Subcommittee on Monetary Policy at a time when the Fed is already facing public anger over the bank bailouts, says economist Vince Reinhardt of the American Enterprise Institute.
The political climate has gotten frosty for the Fed. This is going to be a very hard year for Chairman Bernanke and his colleagues.
Reinhardt, himself a former Fed official, says much of the committee's most important work will be overseen by its chairman, Spencer Baucus of Alabama. But as subcommittee chairman, Paul will be in a position to demand data and documents from the Fed and try to shine a spotlight on the way it operates. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.